From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Members of an armed militia group patrolling the streets of Ferguson are drawing criticism from the county police chief overseeing security in the St. Louis suburb. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmer said Tuesday that the overnight presence of the Oath Keepers wearing bulletproof vests and openly carrying rifles and pistols on West Florissant Avenue was both unnecessary and inflammatory. The street has been the focus of demonstrations marking the anniversary of the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The far-right anti-government activist group largely comprises past and present military personnel, first responders, and law enforcement personnel. Oath Keepers first appeared in Ferguson in November, saying they were protecting businesses from rioting and from looters. Belmer plans to ask County Prosecutor Bob McCullough about the legality of the group's armed patrols. Near Ferguson, a new school-based health clinic is set to open at Jennings High School this year. It's affiliated with an existing youth center in the St. Louis region. The medical clinic is set to open in September. Anthony Robinson, who directs secondary education for the district, says having the clinic in the school makes a difference.
It's been great because you can have a conversation in the hallway and then walk down the hallway to the spot clinic and say, here's the name of a kid, this is what they're going through. And that afternoon, they're being called down. And that also helps in how they perform academically so that they can focus more knowing that they have someone here helping them.
Robinson says that oftentimes his students are dealing with a lot back home. 85% of students at Jennings High School qualify for free or reduced lunch, an indicator of poverty. Most Missouri students scored at least proficient in English on a new statewide test last school year, while students in most grades scored lower in math. The scores released Tuesday by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education are the first from a new assessment given in the spring. Revised English and math standards based on the National Common Core guidelines for student learning were fully implemented for the first time last school year. The test was meant to gauge how well students are learning those new standards. Between 55 and 59% of students in grades 3 through 8 scored advanced or proficient in English. Math scores range from a low of about 28% of some 8th grade students scoring at least proficiently to 52% in 3rd grade. The Boone County Commission has voted to move a memorial that includes a religious symbol from the county courthouse lawn. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Boone County Commission voted 3-0 Tuesday to move the Operation Desert Storm Memorial, which includes a small ichthus, also called a Jesus fish. The memorial honors two Boone County men who died in Desert Storm. It is one of several memorials to veterans of different wars on the Courthouse Plaza near the Boone County Courthouse. The commission voted to move the memorial to the Columbia Cemetery. The county government covered the symbol in June 2014, after a Columbia lawyer concluded the memorial violated the Missouri Constitution. I'm Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News, Columbia.